Debate is continuing over when Australia Day should be celebrated. As the 26th fast approaches, a new proposal is being put forward by a group of Conservative Liberals. They're looking at whether the current date of the National Day can be locked into legislation, so it can't be moved unless the public votes in favour of change. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
The 26th of January is a day many Australians celebrate, but for others it's far from a joyous occasion.
The 26th of January is not a unifying date.
Tom Kalmar is the co-chair of Reconciliation Australia.
There's a growing movement of people who are really questioning why the 26th of January, because it has a whole range of detrimental meanings for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people.
As the debate continues on whether to move the date, Liberal Senator Dean Smith wants to ensure it doesn't change, at least for now. He wants to legislate January the 26th as Australia Day, so it can't be moved unless all Australians vote on the matter.
To put into an act a number of key elements. The first is that the 26th of January would be known as Australia Day. Secondly, and importantly, that in order to change Australia Day from being celebrated on the 26th of January, it would require a popular vote of the Australian people, meaning that the Australian people will have the final say over what is the date.
Tom Kalmar says the proposal is the wrong way around and the public should have a say on the date of Australia Day before any discussions are held about legislation.
Let's have that conversation. Let's talk about what it means to all Australians.
The government has no intention of moving the date, and when asked just days ago, opposition leader Bill Shorten said he wasn't looking at making any changes.
Labor isn't going to move Australia Day, unless of course it falls on the weekend and we'll have the public holiday on the Monday. Labor is determined to keep Australia Day as a public holiday.
Despite this, Dean Smith says legislating the 26th of January as Australia Day is necessary to ensure a date change can't occur on a whim.
I don't want a politician or a special interest group to be able to get into the ears of a future government and unilaterally change the date without a proper and full consultation with the Australian people.
But is there really any genuine threat that Australia Day could be moved anytime soon?
Well, I think the answer to that question, anytime soon, is no. But you can't see the future. I can't see the future. And in a way, we should not necessarily hold Australians or bind Australians to future decisions, future sentiment. By putting it in the hands of Australian people, they can be confident, we can be confident then in the future that our national celebrations, our national symbols are owned by the Australian people.
He'll be speaking with his colleagues about the proposal, and Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce is already on board with the idea.
We need to make sure that we enshrine the date just like we've enshrined legislation to keep the flag the way it is, unless there's an overwhelming wish by the Australian people to change it. Enshrining it in legislation doesn't mean it's immovable. It just means that it's protected from the vagaries of the political machinations that inevitably go on.
Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek is questioning the motive.
We look at any legislation that was put forward. Everybody sees this for what it is. It's an effort to stoke political correctness debate on the eve of Australia Day. It's just tacky.
She believes politicians should be focusing on the Australia Day honours list. Labor is promising to shake up how the awards are handed out if it wins the election to ensure more women are recognised for their work.
We need to make sure that our Australian honours system really captures those unsung heroes that are being missed by our current award system.
She says Labor wants to look at how it can change the categories that are currently listed.
If you have a look, there are standalone categories, for example, for mining, engineering, for primary industries and so on, but the areas where women traditionally work or volunteer are often subsumed in other categories, like nursing, for example, has no standalone category.
Labor hopes the changes would see at least 40% of the awards handed to women by 2020.
Stephanie Boris reporting.